Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Saints tight end Nick Van Nett. Nick, how are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So hopefully we can get you to say your first who dat. So go right ahead and address the who dat nation.
Who dat?
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, good emphasis on the dat. That was pretty good, Nick.
Nick, today the NFL.
I'm sure I'll be a lot better in person when I can be a little more animated about it.
But, I got you. Nick, today the NFL expanded the regular season to 17 games. As a player, how do you receive that news? Do you like it?
I'll be honest. You know, somebody asked me this earlier today when I was working out, and I really haven't put much thought into it. But, I mean, I guess you got to look at it as, like, they took one of the preseason games away and essentially made that a regular season game. I don't know, man. Like, I really don't know what to think of it, to be honest. I've seen a lot of players kind of, you know, not showing too much love for it. I heard Alvin came out and said something. I'm not sure what he said. But I think really what the deal is about is that essentially, you know, guys really aren't, you know, their salaries aren't changing at all. So I think it's
BS. That's a bunch of BS. The salary's not changing. You got to play one more regular season game. I would get on the NFL Player Association for that. Because to me, Nick,
So like, seeing it that way, I think, yeah, I mean, you're essentially looking at it as like, okay, I'm playing an extra game for free.
That's BS.
I don't agree. I don't agree with that. I think there needs to be some compensation with it. And it's just weird timing too. If you think about it, like, we're doing this in a year where the salary cap has been lowered so much, where it's like guys are going to have to take pay cuts. Guys are, you know, they're getting paid less than what they normally would have if it was a, you know, if COVID didn't exist. So, and then we add an extra game into that. So I think, I could see how guys would be very frustrated about it.
Yeah, because to me, you know, Nick, just looking at the top players, and I just said in theory, I think a player, we all know player safety and all that, but let's say that you are making, simple terms, you're making $1 million a game, so you're getting $16 million. So if you play 17 games, you should get $17 million. You don't want to dilute, like you said, to play a game for free. But, you know, the majority of players, you're not like that handful that look like I feel fortunate to play in the National Football League. But just talk about your opportunity now coming with the Saints. I mean, to me, it's like if you're an outsider looking at the Saints and what they've done, I want you to talk about the recruiting process with Sean Payton talking to you. And it's amazing because I've been a part of this, talking about it, the Saints offense. They've always ranked among the NFL's best virtually every year since 2006. Anything more than a decade or a dozen years. The Saints have always been amongst the best what they've done offensively.
Right. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, numbers don't lie, right? So, yeah, to speak on, you know, the call I have with Sean, I mean, it was great. You know, he just wanted to get to know me, and we're just kind of feeling each other out a little bit. And then he kind of went into, like, the recruiting pitch mode. Just kind of, like you said, he mentioned that about how successful the offense has been since he's been the head coach. He just kind of talked about the culture that they have there. And you know, these are all things that, you know, that I've kind of experienced from the outside looking in, you know, like, you know, everybody's seen all the videos that have been posted in the locker room after the games and all the dancing, all the fun that they have. You know, even when I've, like when I've played the Saints, like, you know, whenever they make a good play or whenever they do well, you know, you just see the whole team like just getting into it. You know, they're just showing so much love for, you know, whoever made the play or, you know, whatever. And I mean, that just speaks volumes. Speaks volumes about how like the Saints organization. It just speaks volumes about how incredible the culture is. You know, it seems like they really take care of their players. You know, when I was visiting there yesterday, I couldn't believe how incredible the facility was. And I think it just goes to, you know, it says a lot about Sean Payton. You know, he wants the best for his players. And so I just, you know, just talking to him and really that was what sold me on itself. It was just kind of having a conversation with him, you know, not the things that he was saying, because those were already things that I already knew about the Saints. And those are things that I've already seen from the outside looking in. So I was like, hey, coach, like, you don't need to waste your energy on trying to, you know, to sell me on wanting to be a Saint. Like, you know, it speaks for itself. You know, it just, everything that I've seen, everything that even he said, like, it just reminds me of my time in Seattle. And, you know, I think it's very rare that, you know, NFL teams had that type of culture where, like, it's very energy driven. It's very electric in the locker room. You know, like, they have fun, you know, like, they just, yeah, when it's time to get serious and it's time to, you know, play ball, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, they find ways to have fun and make it fun and enjoyable for everybody. And that's so important, you know. Like, you don't want to burn out, you know, you don't want to have a head coach to come in and burn out the players and try to, you know, make things, you know, uninteresting, if you will. But I just think Sean understands the players and how to relate to them and how to understand and take care of them. And I think, you know, between how knowledgeable he is with the offense and the success he's had as a head coach, like, it's just, it's a great opportunity to be a part of. And I just couldn't be any more excited to be insane. Like, I'm just super fired up about it.
And, you know, Nick, if you look at it, and obviously you and your agent, look how the Saints utilize the tight end and they get multiple tight ends involved. You go back to Jeremy Shockey, you look at Jimmy Graham, you go on and on. But even a guy that you're basically replacing, he's going to the Lions, Josh Hill. What do you think you have to work on? Because one thing that I know is that if you can run block, if you could be just an average receiver, but they could count on you setting the edge or run blocking, that you'll go a long way that they could count on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of been my strength as a player, is my ability to be able to run block. And that's something that I always try to build on. You know, every season, every off season, you know, finding ways of how I can improve my angles, how I can improve my strength and power. Because, you know, it's not an easy task for tight ends to do, you know, when you're going against,
right?
You know, now I won't have to go against Cam Jordan anymore. But, like, you know, when I had to go against someone like that, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to take on a guy that heavy and that strong. You know, I think it's all a part of your technique and the way you set the angles. And that's something I'm always educating myself on. That's something I'm always trying to strive for. And, you know, I saw this as a great opportunity for me to be able to, you know, to display that skill. And, you know, and while doing that, you know, get some opportunities in the pass game. And, you know, like, I think if you ask me what's my biggest asset that I bring, I would say it's my blocking, but I would say second would be my hands. You know, I've always had really good hands. You know, in high school, I was more of a receiving tight end. You know, I was always split out. In college, you know, obviously I didn't get a lot of opportunities there. You know, we had Mike Thomas, you know, we had all these other receivers and running backs that were, you know, there wasn't enough football to go around for everybody. So, I think this is a great opportunity and a great offense for me to be in, to be able to display, like, you know, the kind of player that I am. And I think I'm a player that I can do it both. You know, I can run block, I can pass protect, and you can release me out into the short and intermediate routes, and, you know, I'll find ways to get open and bring the ball in. So I've shown that on film. You know, I feel like I've displayed a lot of consistency with my, you know, bringing in the ball and be able to bring in catches. And, you know, I can't wait to be able to show that in this offense.
Saints tight end Nick Van Nett here on Sports Talk. Nick, prior to signing and visiting New Orleans, how much did you know about the city of New Orleans, and had you ever been?
Yeah, I would say the more memorable – so I've been twice. The more memorable time was when I was with Ohio State. We played Bama in the Sugar Bowl, and I think everybody knows how that went. So, you know, we were down there for a whole week, you know, for the Sugar Bowl experience. So – you know, we definitely there were some times where they took us out to some restaurants. I can't remember which ones, but definitely we're eating some good Cajun food and Creole food down there. So, I just love the scene in New Orleans. You know, it's a very unique city. You know, even just being down there, you know, yesterday and the night before, like it's just it's such a cool city. You know, and obviously. You know, the New Orleans, they love their Saints, and they're just so diehard. And, you know, not a lot of cities, not a lot of markets are like that. And, you know, it's just – it's so cool to play for a city that has our backs. And I think that's just extra motivation of why the Saints just want to play hard. You know, they want to play hard for New Orleans in the city. So it's cool to be a part of that.
Now, you know, Nick – looking at you in the tight end meeting room and the relationships you have, obviously, with your coach and your fellow teammates, the tight end meeting room, and what can you bring to the table? Because now you are a veteran. You know, with the NFL game, you look at Seattle, you're with Denver. And what could you bring to the table to even help develop? Because the Saints have a lot of confidence in him and Adam Trautman, obviously from Dayton. It's not Ohio State, yeah. But his skill set – as far as how do you like almost be because all for one for all and all that, but be almost like a player coach and also give some pointers to an Adam Trautman trying to develop.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I did that last year. You know, I did that with Noah Fant and Albert O and all the young guys we had in Denver last year. I loved it, man. I love being the veteran in the room. I love being able to show the example. You know, be the example. And kind of show the way and the things that I've learned, you know, in my along my journey. And, you know, there's some things that, like, you kind of pick up on as you play in this league, as you play, you know. There's just things that you kind of pick up on, like nuances and techniques and kind of, you know, things that, you know, as you play longer in this league. So I think there's things that I can, you know, be able to share with Adam, who – may not be there yet, you know, who's only had one season. And, you know, I think there's anything he can help me out with, you know, as far as like, you know, he's got a year more than me in this offense. And I think there's things that he can help me out in with this offense. So I think we can offer each other some valuable things. And for me, man, I just love, I love being a leader. I love having fun. You know, I'm a guy, I'm a big energy guy. So, you know, whenever, you know, we've all had those days at work where, like, man, it just feels like it drags on forever. And, you know, I feel like that's where I kind of come in. I'll kind of crack some jokes and just kind of lighten up the room a little bit, just get guys feeling good and, you know, kind of get guys fired up and just wanting to – just kind of wanted to, you know, take practice, take the film, you know, take the meetings, like, as serious as well as we can. So – I'm excited to take on that role again, you know, in New Orleans.
You know, Nick, I can remember recalling when I was playing, that's going back to the 80s and 90s, and, you know, it was hot, and you ain't practicing two-a-days, and I'd just scream out, what a great day to be alive. You know, like people look at like, what? I feel like crap right now. You beat up. You know, yeah. But look at the opportunity. You know, you think about, okay, have adversity, but look, always look at the glass half full, and I think you have that attitude. But what a great day to be alive, to be out here in this opportunity.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's what it's all about, you know. You know, training camp, especially in that kind of climate, you know, I hear it's, you know, everybody's going through it, you know. You're not the only one. So why feel sorry? I mean, just – and I feel like that's where, you know, if you put out the positive, you put out the energy, you know, you're going to get that back. Whereas, like, if you're thinking, I've always believed this, you know, I'm a big believer in the universe, you know, so I feel like, you know, if you're thinking negative, if you're putting a lot of negativity out there, like, that's what you're going to attract. So, you know, I've really worked with, you know, I got a leadership coach that I work with, you know, mindset coach, and I think that's really kind of helped me develop a strong mindset and mentality for, you know, when I do encounter adversity, you know, just trying to, you know, just to remind myself, hey, man, stay the course. Like, this is just a little, little rock in the journey. And, you know, it's not going to slow me up. And, you know, those are the things that you just got to kind of remind yourself when you're going through, because it's easy to kind of fall into that negativity. And, like you said, like, oh man, it's so hot, you know, this sucks. But it's like, dude, you can't accomplish anything good out of that. So, you know, I've really worked hard at trying to have more of a positive mindset. And I think when you have something like that as a leader in the room, you know, guys will, they may not, you know, follow you or attract that right away. But I think over time, like, they'll start kind of believing in that. And that's when, you know, that's when you have like a special bond. That's when you create a great brotherhood, and that's when you do it for each other, you know, no matter what the circumstance is. So, yeah, dude, I'm a big believer in that.
Nick Vanette, Saints tight end. Thank you so much for the time. Welcome to New Orleans. And before you run, give us one more who dat.
Who dat?
I like it.
Who dat, baby?
Nicely done. Nick Vanette, Saints tight end.
Who dat, man. I love it, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on. And man, I can't wait to meet you guys in person, and I can't wait to get out to New Orleans and get the word.
All right, Nick.
You're going to fit in quite well down here. You're going to fit in.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right, take care, man.
All right, take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.